Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. And of course, the scripture tells us this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. Well, I want to welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show. And be ready to give God what's due to him, which we should always be ready to give what's due to God. Somebody said, what do you mean? Give God the praise, the glory, the honor, because he deserves the glory and the honor.
because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Our God.
give the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. You know, as I say many of times, anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket and things are going good, but the time to give God the praise is when everything seemed not to be going right and it seemed like your back is against the wall. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. All you got to do is lift your hands and give him the glory, the honor, praise, because every praise belongs to our God. Well, again, let me just greet you in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And thank you for listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Let me go into my inspirational message. Every day, let me just remind you, every day at 12 noon, we come on. You can hear us Monday through Friday, that's at 12 noon live. Then on Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Sunday, that's going to be at 8 o'clock in the morning. On Saturdays at 10 o'clock, we do play our court. Of course, we still preach our inspirational message. And then on Sunday, we play worship, praise and worship songs. So to get us in the atmosphere of when we get ready to go into the house of God, we be ready to give God what's due to him. That is the glory, the honor. You know, the Bible says that he looks for such to worship him, that they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth. So join us on Saturday at 10 o'clock and Sunday at 8 a.m. in the morning. And of course, you can always look forward to at 12:30 our inspirational message, where we encourage. This is our moment to encourage those that are going through and those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, to let them know that if you go to church, thank God you go to church, but do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? You've been baptized in water, but you never received him. You never gave him your life. And this is what we're here for, is as the scripture says, in Matthew chapter 28, go ye therefore and gospel to every creature. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, this is what we're doing. We're taking the gospel of the kingdom and preaching it around the world. Thank God for those that listen to us out of the United States, even those listening to us in other countries around the world is listening to us, and those in the United States. It is our desire to encourage those, to let you see that when you're going through, the only one that is qualified, I believe, that can fix your problem and fix it well is God himself. He steps into our problem and he brings change to the problem, but he often asks us to let him in. See, sometimes the reason why many people don't receive when they pray, you know, we're going through something, we pray, Lord, please get me out of this. But we really don't believe that he's going to get us out of it. Well, the Bible said, when you pray, believe you shall receive. receive it, and you will have it. Well, if you don't believe that God's going to bring you out of it, there's no need in asking. You know, anything you ask God has to be asked in faith. It don't take a lot of faith, just a little a grain of a mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? It's small, very small. You don't need no big faith. All you need is little faith. And your little faith as the size of a mustard seed can bring you out of that situation and that problem. So whatever you're going through, remember that we are here at 12 noon to encourage you and to share the gospel of the kingdom. And I believe that the gospel of the kingdom that can change your whole life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. I believe once a person get in when they come in contact with the word of God, when the word is coming forth with power and is coming forth under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God steps in. Now remember, it doesn't matter where you at around the world. It's your willingness to receive, embrace what is being said. You know, God, even when this program is over and you go back and listen to the messages and the music, you can be healed, you can be delivered, you can be set free. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere at once. And he's ready to minister to you. All you got to do is receive what is being said. All you got to do is come in agreement. For the Bible says that two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask. He said he would do it for them. All you got to do is come in agreement and what I'm saying. And you say, you know what, I agree with it, but I believe I receive. Receive it for yourself. I believe I receive. What do you believe in that you're going to receive? Whatever your circumstances, whatever the problem, whatever the state that is affecting the way you live, whatever you're going through now, just come in agreement that God is going to fix that problem right while you're listening to the message. You know, when we pray, believe God that God is stepping into your problem and your situation and bringing change. But he still says something to us. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and that is heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God want to give you rest from the stress. God want to give you rest from the pain that you've been suffering, where you don't know if you're going to live for the week. Those that don't know how to make ends meet and don't know what to do, those that need directions from God, those that need God to step into their family, their sons, their daughter, their husband, and their wives, all you got to do is do what the scripture says. Use that little mustard seed of faith, small little seed, small little faith. That's all you need, just a little bit of faith to trust God and see God bring you out of the problem and situation. I want to encourage you. I want you to listen to this very carefully. When you face difficult times, know that the challenges are not sent to destroy you. They are sent to promote you, to increase you, and strengthen you. Let me say that one more time. You ever go through difficult times and you start facing those difficulty and difficult times and you don't know what to do, and then you feel like, you know, I don't know why I'm going through this. Well, when you face difficult times, know this. Know that the challenges are not sent to destroy you, but they are sent to promote you, to increase you, and to strengthen you. And I realize, as that song say, all things is working for my good. You know, sometimes we don't see it working for our good. But that problem, as bad as it is, and as bad as you don't want to go through this thing, you don't want to face what you're going through. You thought you'd never face what you're going through now. But just know that in all that, there's some strength that's coming to you. There's something that's going to promote you. And somebody said, well, if I had to go through that to get promoted, then I don't want to go through that. Well, let me tell you, there are things in life that you're going to have to go through that you ain't going to want to go through. Let me just give you some things that people went through in the Bible. And I'm pretty sure Peter's family never knew that he would deal with the fact that one day he will have to be crucified upside down. I'm pretty sure Stephen, that was a man of God, never knew that he would be stoned to death. I'm pretty sure that these men's family never felt that they would have to deal with their son being killed by lions. I mean, there are so many things that happen that is a tragic death. But even in all the things that they went through, they realized one thing, that their story could help somebody else come through what they already been through. I often say that bad things, sometimes we wonder what can come out of a bad thing. Now, here go the thing. Do we want these things to happen to us? No. Why do these things happen? I can't tell you. But I can tell you this. He will give you the strength to go through everything you have been going through. And when you come out of this, in other words, as weeping may endure for a night, your weeping time might be now. But in that scripture, it says joy comes in the morning. In other words, as the days go by, you're going to see some things that's going to be more brighter than what you've been going through. Now, you can't see it now because you are the one facing the difficult time. You are the one that is facing the challenges. But those challenges is God gonna cause some strength to come to you, because the Holy Spirit is the great comforter. He comforts the hearts of those that mourn. He comforts the hearts of those that are worrying about their health, because the doctor said that you're not gonna live a couple more days. You got cancer, you get AIDS, you get these sicknesses that's not going to cause you to live any longer. But I want to encourage you this afternoon in John chapter 17 that says, listen to what Jesus says. He says, Jesus says, I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world, you're going to have great troubles. You're going to have great sufferings. But be of good cheer. I have already overcome the world. God says that I'm going to give you some peace in your great troubles, in your suffering. And in the suffering and in what you go through, I'm going to give the peace. As that song says, give me, Kirk Franklin got a song, say, give it, give me that. Give me that joy that I can't explain, that extra peace that ease my pain. This is what you need when you're going through your sickness and your disease, and when you're facing difficult times. You need the peace that ease the pain. Well, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives peace. That when you're facing your challenges and you just tears coming out of your eyes, and you're saying to yourself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take this. And you're trying to bear, you're trying to cope with all the things you're going through. Just know that the Holy Spirit is not just a comforter. He comforts the hearts, those that mourn and those that are grieving and those that are going through difficult times. But the Holy Spirit is the one is called the standby. He will stand by you when others don't stand by you. When, and most of the times during somebody's death, you know, people come by and they'll bring cards, they'll bring stuff, and they'll call you. But as the months go by, all the calling stops. All the cards stop. And now you're facing this thing by yourself. Well, the Holy Spirit will stand by you. Even in months to come, he will stand by you when things are difficult. He will stand by you when you are reminded of what happened to your loved one and you saying, I don't know if I can take it any longer. God will give you strength, and he will give you the grace to to go through. And he promised to never leave you. Psalms 23, yea, do we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death. We fear no evil because thou art with us. God is with you. Remember, when you're going through, when you don't know what to do, when tears are coming out of your eyes, when you're trying to cope with all the things you're going through, just know that the Holy Spirit has given you grace and he's going to give you strength to go through it. And I pray what I have said has been an encouragement to you, and I pray that God will give you the peace because he has overcome, meaning he already gave you the victory. You already know the end result of how you're going to come out of this thing, even though you can't see it. That is, you are a winner and you have the victory. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. I want to dedicate this song to you. As I come back, I will pray a prayer to minister to you.
Working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
all things are working together for your good. I pray, as we're going to pray right now for you that are going through difficult times, that need the Holy Spirit to give you the grace and the strength to hold on. Let's pray. Father, I pray for every person that is listening to me. God, I believe the word of God that told us that if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, you said that you would do it for them. God, I believe the word. And even as I pray, regardless of where they're at listening to me right now, I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon them. Those that are going through, God, give them grace and strength to go through. And God, let them know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. And I pray that you would touch and minister to them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Some days are weary.
Some days are weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from your eyes.
Here's
the reason why.
Yes, you can. You. many single women out here tonight. Let me tell you, hold on. Look at your neighbor, single women, and say, God will get rid of your bozo so he can send you your Boaz.
Yes, hold on. God is on your side. Well, I pray that that song have encouraged you. And I thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Don't forget now, I'll be back here tomorrow at 12 noon. You can hear me every day, Monday through Friday at 12 noon, Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning, Sunday at 8 a.m. in the morning. Well, my time is almost up here, and I want to thank God again for every one of you around the world that has been tuning in to us. Don't forget to tell others about Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is our desire to take the gospel of the kingdom around the world and let people know that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood, and those that are going through, that God is able to bring them out. Well, I'm going to check out now. And I'll see you tomorrow at 12 noon. I'm going to leave you with this song by Kirk Franklin.
Hey, y'all, one, two, three. Get up, we got victory. No weapon they throw at me. You know it won't prosper now.
Yeah, just got laid off.
I'm doing good.
How they need to pay it off.
Doing good.
You should be afraid, but
I'm feeling good.
All the time you say,
God is good.
Everything was already ordained before you got here for you to do good. see. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it in the trust that God's masterful plan for his truth. And that's who you are, baby girl. You're God's child. My brother, that's who you are. You gotta understand that all things are working for you. That's love. Oh, that's a man. That's